And welcome to Season 8, Episode 36 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, so very happy to be here on a bright, sunny afternoon, recording on a wonderful day to spend some time with the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you, sir?
I'm doing awesome. I mean, we're finally out of the humidity. Show Cat is happy. The Canine Protective Force is outside, and Hurricane is visiting Goon Child. So I'm home myself.
The Goon is living life. He's having a good life.
That's one way of putting it. He's not dead.
He's living a La Vida solo. How's that?
Mel, you know, did you not hear Showcat? The CPF? I mean, a lot of people in that house.
Okay.
That is a lot
broad
of people.
Broad definition, you know, for people.
Yeah. Chief, when I retire... meaning when I go to bed in the evening.
Yeah.
There is no room for the Goon on the bed because the CPF is taking up all of the king size bed. And Showcat just looks at me like, I told you.
If
we didn't have them, it would be just me.
And cats do take up less room.
Well,
you don't have that problem, Chief. All your cats are outdoors.
Under the house at that. But I need dogs for my chickens. One of the people that I visited stated that they had lost 80 chickens in one day.
Holy cat burglars.
They have a lot of chickens.
Yeah, that's poultricide.
I mean, it looked like a half acre of chicken. Just feathers slowly moving around. No roosters, though. I didn't hear that.
They did. Okay, so it wasn't the roosters that killed the chickens.
No.
Okay.
But they said as soon as they got the dog, whatever was doing, you know, poultry massacre was, it stopped.
That's
why. So I need a dog.
So you need a dog.
And they, the dog.
I'm sure that Mr. Brownie can make a suggestion for, you know, something ginormous.
I'm sure Showcat can probably arrange to have a dog shipped to you almost immediately. She just left the room, so maybe she's going to take care of that right now. Duck your head, Doug. You're being sold.
How fast can she make a FedEx appointment, right?
That's just right.
Bring the vehicle over with a cage. I'll tell you which one.
She's out there headbutting this big cardboard box out to the curb.
They would say one way to Abu Dhabi.
Or Showcat, what happened? What happened to Doug? I don't know. He was around here.
Well, I could do a golden doodle, but I can't do a retriever.
Because they'll cheap bring the chickens back to you.
No, because the hair, the fur. The fur will.
Showcat says, okay. We can accommodate that request too.
Just shave him.
No, I have a golden doodle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I have a golden doodle, and she chases Showcat and Hateful Kitten. So this is one thing they are united on.
The enemy of my enemy.
She's like, come on, help me push. She's, you know. In that case, the box would be vibrating out at the curb. she can't stay still.
Well,
Wendy would have plenty of room to run around here. The only problem with that is that I was told they need to be raised with the chickens as puppies so that they understand that they're friends. They need a shot collar so that they understand they cannot play with the chickens because that equals death.
Chickens are friends, not food.
She's already decapitated a squirrel, so you're right. It might be too late.
Wow. I never saw that coming with Wendy.
Nor did I.
Peter Pan cartoon.
You should have seen the look on Hurricane's face when she was
look what I bought you, mommy.
I heard a little squeak from downstairs. She's just pointing at it, and I'm like, oh, she got a squirrel. Oh, well, she got part of a squirrel.
Well, she got all of it. She's just bringing you part of it.
Yeah. Here, Mommy. This was a pest. This was a pest. I took care of it.
My dog loved to chase squirrels. I'm not sure he actually ever caught one. And the older he got, the less he tried.
Oh, my God. I left up in the pre-show, Crutch and I were looking at the Babylon Bee. And they have one of their articles is family unsure if watching a beautiful meteor shower or just a Boeing plane.
God.
Did
you hear the latest about the dream sickle or whatever that thing is they've got up there?
The Starliner. You mean yes?
I guess so. Apparently, it's making noises.
No, I just don't hear that.
Yeah. There, but it's only coming through the speakers. They recorded it. It has launched a whole new different set of memes. I am aware. So Musk said he's going to go rescue them.
Which is driving them nuts completely. Yeah, they're not happy about that at all.
Is he going to use one of those Tesla trucks?
Well, it is a garbage can, so that would be perfect.
No. Goonchild called this, I think, correctly.
Hmm.
She saw one go by her in the morning when she was driving to work, the first one she'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, my God, it looks like a dumpster with tires.
Yes, absolutely. A dumpster with tires.
I don't know about that. The darker ones look nice. So, the thing is, if you've ever played Halo, they just built the Warthog.
Oh. It's like a little Master Chief with wheels.
Yeah. And because that is what people started doing, they started putting fake turrets in the back, and then it became the actual Warthog.
Oh.
And there was no difference.
I saw a video. You mentioned fake turrets, and immediately thought, I saw this video, and it was this guy walks up to a homeless guy who's living in a carton, and he's got a coffee cup, and he puts it on top of the guy's carton, and he starts to walk away, and the guy in the carton picks up, and he goes, "Hey, the coffee cup is empty," and the guy goes, "Oh, that's just a chimney for your house."
What city is this in?
London.
Oh, okay. Well, so here, that may have equaled death. So,
yeah. Well.
So do we have a date when they're going to release the Kraken? I mean, the Starliner.
I don't know when it's coming back. I think they want to figure out what the noises are first. You know, get out. Sorry.
The people are trying to get out.
If there's black slime coming out of the panels on it, yeah, that's just a bad sign.
Boeing's subdivision unit in Amityville.
Oh, here's another good article. Nation breathes sigh of relief as Ocasio-Cortez comes out against having children. I'm certainly glad about that.
Well, they were offering vasectomies at the DNC, and I was all in favor of that.
They were offering more than that.
Well, the other stuff, not so much, yes.
They were offering to kill your children and prevent you from ever having children again.
Again, for some of those folks, that might be okay.
Yes.
Well, it's sad that the innocent must suffer so that others can do whatever the heck they're doing, because my goodness, there's nothing safe. It technically legal, and nothing rare about that. So all the statements that people have previously made as to why it should be allowed went right out the window.
Oh, it's safe and legal and rare. They forgot the rare part. Yeah.
What is safe? Well, this is.
Well, that was the original argument for Roe v. Wade. We want to make it safe, legal, and rare. And they basically made it legal because it never was safe and it was never rare.
And it is, the equivalent of gas station sushi at this moment, where a truck shows up and you just, I can't.
Come on in, lie right down, snip, snip.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Very sad.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of my least favorite politician right now.
Who is?
My least favorite living politician.
Okay. It's like, okay. Where'd you get a picture of McCain?
Yeah, he's dead, you know.
I've heard that.
Of AOC, and I've been watching. I don't know her name, but there's a woman who's running. She was a Mormon, and she's about in her 20s.
Mm.
And she's talking about all the things that she had to do that she thinks are weird or wrong or just not good Christian things.
Okay.
And she told her, she said, yeah, you know, there's all these things that they get around, so they have to get around not being promiscuous
mm-hmm.
when you're in college. And she goes, their favorite joke there was, yeah, she's never getting married unless we bring back polygamy. And for some reason, that made me think of Lipstick Ortega Lennon.
I mean, if you've seen who this person is with, you know that it is quite like the Obamas of who runs that show. Now, unlike the Obamas, Cortez does not have questionable other attributes.
We're pretty sure she has lady parts.
You never can tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say for sure, the evidence keeps mounting against Big Mike and...
No.
And it's disturbing.
It's true.
You know, I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure a certain comedian would still be alive after a quote-unquote botched plastic surgery if maybe she hadn't said something. Hey, you know, who can say?
Well, I know on the... people are letting out the truth by accident, like... on The Daily Show, which has taken a turn for the worse, but that was a while ago. They stated, since Hillary was at the DNC, and they were saying, you know, they were saying the chant would lock him up. And they said, oh, how the tables have turned. And then they said, you know, I'm sure that the people who want her locked up will have an unfortunate accident that will be ruled a suicide. And then the audience was ominously silent.
Yeah, you don't want to laugh at that. People might go, what do you think funny? You think that's funny? You know, you get the Joe Pesci mode then, you know.
Do I amuse you?
Exactly. Will you find me amusing? I'll tell you what I find amusing. I got an email this week. Found it amusing. Found it a little...
What's that?
Found it a little heartwarming, in fact.
Ah, so they were... You got your white privilege card, finally.
That's nice.
No.
Good for you.
Thank you. No. This was an email from one Yankee Swamp Fox.
Oh.
And,
Him.
Yeah, him. Him and his beloved, wonderful, warm-hearted wife.
You're not getting away with it with her. I'm telling you right now.
I have always had the position that she is a wonderful person and she is the salt of the earth and good people.
That might work for Kamala. It's not going to work for you.
It is not working for her, really.
It's not working it's for not Kamala working either. For but.
Yeah. However, one Mr. Fox, Mr. Yankee Swamp Fox, did happen to listen to our show because he is such a devoted listener. Good people, salt of the earth. And he can't seem to find any record of the coon leaving a message for him, which would explain why he didn't call you back, Goon, because he never got the message.
I never said I left a message for him. Chief tried very, very calmly to explain this to you, but I did call him August 11th, 7:28 p.m. It's on my phone. I will come over to your office tomorrow, drag you out into the parking lot by your ear, and force you to see this if that's what's necessary.
Well, so, let me explain the assumption about
this
that.
What this is called is a fact, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let me give you the following scenario.
Okay.
I have, on a number of occasions, sent text messages and called my beloved wife, only to find that for whatever reason, maybe it's the Android, Apple, whatever, you know, there is no record on her phone of receiving the text or of a call being received. Now, in my case, because I know this is a possibility because technology is not perfect, I follow up with another text or call. And invariably, I will get through and find out that she did not receive the first one. My concern for you was you had only done the first one, and you said, I don't want to bother him, so I'm not going to call him back.
And why did I say that? Because he might be where, Chief? Do you recall?
On vacation.
Right. Do you know where he was? It's actually in that email that he's touting right now.
Yes. He was.
Where was he?
Despite a giant mud dauber nest in his AC, he was on vacation. What are mud daubers?
They're big wasps.
Holy jumping catfish. That's not good.
They don't. They look scary, but they're not really that bad.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
They eat spiders.
He had a butt ton of them in the air conditioning unit of his camper, which is not optimal.
That is correct.
Yeah, that would be suboptimal. That would be.
I did talk with him this week.
I am very glad to hear that. I'm glad the fact that you guys are communicating.
You know, I tried to explain to him how you are.
I'm just saying I wanted to make sure that an effort was made to make sure that it wasn't a technological foible.
But we had stated that over and over, and you just kept harping on it. But, you know, we weren't sure. Was it because they're minorities and you just felt that they didn't know how to use technology, that you were becoming the white savior?
He was helpful. I believe he was white-splaining the technology to us.
Well, if you just pay attention.
I missed the mute button with my finger there. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just saying that, you know, in his email, he literally says he's coming to Crutch's defense. And I appreciate it. And Yankee, thank you so much.
What did he say at the end of the email? Because I believe it's something that Chief and I need to have a vote on.
Wait a second here.
Because he's sticking by you because of your kinship.
I know. Kinship.
And that people from the south of your country are people of color.
Well, that's true, too. And I am from the south.
So is that now what you're saying? You're a pure person of color?
I'm not saying it. I believe Yankee said it. Are you disagreeing with your cousin?
Yes.
Okay. Just saying. Let's get it on the record.
If, you know, this isn't the last we shall hear of this, I don't believe, Chief. I know I'm supposed to just get used to it and let it lie, but I don't think I can.
Here's what I know.
Crutch is a racist.
Especially the country that he mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I remember distinctly when speaking about the time that Crutch was growing up,
mm-hmm,
and what type of female he was allowed to bring inside the house, which has stuck with me till this day.
Now, this was not my opinion. This was the opinion of my progenitor's progenitor.
Doesn't matter.
No, some of the young ladies I brought into the house, some of the young ladies I didn't bring into the house would probably have caused consternation.
So was it like a Sopranos moment? I believe they had that problem on the Sopranos with the Meadow.
See, I never watched
some of her choices.
I never got into it. Too much like home. No, she's kidding. I was trying to date our bass player when I was in high school. She was very attractive, but her dad was a Philadelphia cop, and probably would have shot me on sight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know that
I didn't have sufficient melanin. Let's leave it at that. How's that?
It wasn't that.
Yeah, it was.
No. He knew how.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
So misunderstood. So misunderstood.
That's because it's always been this way, hasn't it, Chief?
Yeah.
I mean,
wait a second. I'm being threatened by an African American policeman, and I'm the one at fault.
You took it as a threat.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean it was a threat. But he says, "Come in." And,
no,
and you hear...
I think what he said was, "I will shoot your white a blank blank." Was the words. So I said, "Yeah, no."
What was it? Well, what was it you had to do to get the shots?
Date his daughter.
I doubt that.
Because
thank
had
you,
a whole
thank you. Call me a liar.
Tell me that
with
I could.
21
I
minutes, 58 seconds into the show.
I had a Polish man tell me I could take his daughter out, but unless I brought her back in the same condition I took her out in, bad things were going to happen involving firearms.
Oh, I totally understand that. I got that too, but I you know, to not even be able to ask, because I was old school and I would talk to parents first.
Did you have a reputation?
No.
I didn't have a reputation either. At least I don't think I did. I'll ask Swamp Fox.
When did you start losing charisma, though?
Or the Sicilian, if I did. I don't know.
I mean, like, was it at birth? Was there, like, this glow in the room?
I guess it was before I met the hurricane, but I don't really know.
When did Goon create his glow?
When did the charisma ignite?
That's right.
What you're asking. How did we turn this around to be about me, Chief?
Because it's always about you.
We didn't. The crutch and his deflection.
I see.
I'm just wondering if it was, you know, Crutch Bigelow, the male gigolo back then.
No, sir. No. I was...
long, flowing hair.
I didn't have
chicka wow wow.
Oh, in my dreams. No, I was... I wasn't smart enough to date more than one person at a time. I attempted that one time and lost them both and learned my lesson quickly.
I watched a friend of mine do that, date two women at once, and it didn't work out well.
It's just so wrong.
I couldn't even get one of them on the rebound then, so. That's how upset she was against males. Not that I tried. Okay, that's a lie.
Man, oh man. So,
how about you? How about you, Chief? How was your love life growing up?
It didn't exist, and it stayed that way until junior year, and then I learned later that the person who I was pursuing said that I wasn't letting them control me, and so they cut it off.
And lucky you.
Yep.
I can't be the psychopath I want to be around him.
Yep, and then...
Oh, shucks.
I saw the person later, and they had blue hair and a pierced, you know, the
pierced
the cow nose.
Yeah, nose.
And I was like, wow, I I'm glad that that didn't happen.
I've always been tempted to, and I'm pretty sure I would probably be. I wouldn't do this at work because doing this at work, you're talking to HR. But I've always wondered about those folks that have the piercing there. When they sneeze, does it go brrr? I'm just, you know, no. I wonder.
Rings like a wind chime.
Exactly. Or like the old bicycle bells, you know, shing shing.
Yeah, I didn't have any of those, Chief, but I did have a girl that I had a major crush on who I know that Cecilia knows who this is because her brother dated her for a long time. And I never got a chance to date her. And now that I've seen her as an adult, all I can say is thank God. Thank God for Cecilian's brother for keeping that woman busy. I hope she's laughing right now because whenever I see her, she's so uptight.
Ugh.
She probably laments not getting a tall drink of water like you.
I doubt it.
That is a tall drink of whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mostly in the eyes. Sorry.
I hope she's happy. I do know. I went to school with the man that's her husband. At least I think they're still together. And I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or not because she's very strict.
Well, have you seen him recently? Does he smile?
I haven't seen him since we're coming up to the 45th reunion, and I think last time I saw him was the 30th. So it's been quite a while.
Okay. Well, if you see him and he's smiling, then you know. Just saying.
I used to buy automobiles from his uncle. His uncle had an auto body repair shop, and I bought several cars from him.
Did any of those have less than 100,000 miles?
Yeah, a little bit.
Had to think about it, didn't you?
Man,
I did. It's been a long time since I had a car with, you know, only five digits on the odometer.
Speaking of which, my little escape just went over 100,000.
Well, welcome to the
club. It's finally gotten out of puberty.
Welcome to the club. You almost have it broken in now.
Yep, yeah. Well, I mean, the transmission's only got about, you know, 4,000 on it, so there's that.
I think Ford and Boeing collaborated on that car, didn't they?
Well, I sent you the...
I saw that, Chief. That was awesome. I have to include that. Yeah, this is not good news.
Oh, I was trying not to read it, but okay. Strange noises.
Yeah.
If this were Star Trek, it would be strange sensor readings.
I know, really. Computer, isolate the noise. It's coming from the engineering department. It's in a Jeffries tube.
It's coming from inside the ship.
Exactly. Oh, they're going to find out that the whole thing is like infested with gerbils and they've all been just chewing the wires. And that's where all the problem was.
It'll be I true. Think maybe Swamp Fox is right. Could be mud daubers.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? Well, yes, we found out that the problem with the Starliner was an infestation of mud daubers.
That would make us all laugh a lot.
Yeah, for days. Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Well, maybe by the time we get back to you guys in a future episode, Boeing will have an answer. I doubt it. They haven't had an answer for 30 years, so there's that.
That's upsetting.
Like, how do you take a perfectly good company and turn it into a... I mean, seriously, it's about as meme-like as Made in Japan was back in the 50s, you know? So
here's what you do. You take the word die and you rearrange the letters. And
oh, I've heard about that. Yes, that's something. What? I can't remember. Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for spending time with us. We've enjoyed this this encounter. We hope to see you again soon on our little podcast. We're doing episodes every week. We're trying to make sure we have consistent content. We'd love to have you listen to us consistently. Before you go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by nothing. Goon has decided to take the holiday off and make Crutch's predictions come true. So today he really has done nada, zip, nil on these commercials, and the show is brought to you by The Void, not the one from Deadpool. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.